N4ZLK Mobile.
Surprised to hear you out here today. It's not Thursday morning. Wishful thinking.
I hate to tell it to you, but your week's a little bit longer than you thought it was. Stop, or are you already leaving it?
First stop, getting ready to turn off of Whitehorse onto 123.
Half away from there.
KFW.
You okay?
Yeah, our neighborhood got vandalized last night. My shed got broke into.
Hate to hear that. I was wondering what was going on with you not being on the repeater this morning.
Here, I called my neighbor because his house is, you know, kind of up in the woods too, and that, and his generator's gone.
Oh. And a thief.
Sir, you know, got vandalized or whatever, but there's a lot of homeless or druggies that live over there behind the Ingles.
Somebody was hurt is the main thing.
It don't appear that I got anything missing other than the locks are cut.
Large item.
They got his house before they got mine. It looks like 3:30 for me.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope everything gets worked out, and hope they didn't get anything from you, and I hope your neighbor can get everything settled on that.
Yeah.
Here. But did they just hit you and your neighbor in the house, or in the neighborhood, or anybody else?
Getting other numbers for anybody else. When I walk the dog, I can look at the other people's sheds.
You think the police officers would do a little canvassing when daybreak goes around, but they probably will.
Yeah. We waiting on forensics now.
I heard you earlier. I hate a thief.
I just wanted to let you know what happened to me. I'll say 7-3 and maybe catch up with you guys later today. KN4TFW.
Good to know you're okay and with nothing going on but too serious, but hate that that happened to you. KO4HKX.
See you later. N4ZLK.
I was just thinking he had overslept again because we had that class last night. He had to stay up past his bedtime.
What, 7:30?
6:30 to 8:30.
How's the class going?
So far, last night was just rules and regulations. Next week is the dreaded math chapter, so we'll see how everybody does with it.
Watching one of his older classes online one time, and got to that math section. Even bought a calculator, but then got distracted and ended up not finishing it.
11KO4MUF.
And Jody, hope you had a good night. KO4HKX.
14ZLK.
Sounded like I had a better night than Ken did.
Unfortunately, that's becoming more and more common around.
I'm sitting here at the Walmart on Whitehorse waiting for it to open. I remember when there was a big homeless camp behind it here. I think they cleaned it all out, though.
You're on 123 right there. 123 gets back on the Whitehorse. They're down there in the woods right next to that, behind the Sphinx.
There was one over there behind that Ingles there in Greer.
I'm just kind of listening, just hearing what you're saying. You know, I don't have a lot to put in this morning, except, Patrick, my internet did come back up about 20 minutes later. At that point, I was like, no, I'm just not going to go back on.
What's the point then? You done missed a good portion of the class. You can just watch that section of the video today when it comes out. And I was going to ask if they come back on.
Idea why it went off, but it don't usually go off. It's a pretty reliable internet, you know, because the wife uses it for work, so it's pretty reliable. That was surprising.
I'm running to Walmart real quick. I'll be back in a few minutes. N4ZLK.
Okay, if I don't get to talk to you again, KO4HK.
I need a little bit of KO4MUF.
Everybody was having a little bit of technical difficulty last night. Dave and Gary were having problems with their setup there.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching it, and he was talking about the different books and stuff, and all of a sudden everybody froze. No, nothing. It just, you know, like somebody took a picture of him. I'm sitting there staring at it going, okay, am I in there? And all of a sudden it kicked me out. I went, ah, am I in?
Technology. You gotta love it sometimes, right?
Do.
Do without it now.
You know, I remember the days when you had to look at a map just to go somewhere. And if you weren't familiar with the area, you know, it made it real fun.
That's for sure. Most people probably wouldn't even know how to use a map nowadays.
Keep getting road atlases. I still like being able to look up areas and stuff, you know.
Yeah, roger that. I may not have the most current one, but I'll have one somewhere.
That's the old truck driver in me, man. You know, just when I was driving, we didn't have none of this like we got today.
I wasn't a truck driver, but my dad was, so I guess that's where I got it from.
Yeah, it's usually in the bloodline of the house, you know, of the family, so it's there. But I've been yesterday, and started backfilling, so we're doing good.
You gonna be able to backfill with it raining like this?
On how wet it gets, if I can get some, you know, get it backfilled and compacted before we get any major rains, I'll be good. But if it gets any worse than it is right now, I would say no. Last night, we made sure that the backfilling that we did have a slope down to the little creek there. That way, if it did rain on it, it'd all run off. It wouldn't sit there and saturate it.
Plan that way, if it does get wet, it's just the top surfaces. So next, what kind of projects you got going?
Over there by 85 and... I can't remember where it's at. Still learning the roads up here in Anderson, but yeah, we got another, I think it's 72 inch pipe to put in across the road down there.
Just get to move right on to the next project doing the same thing. Well, hopefully it goes as quick as this one did.
No, it's not going to be as deep as this one was. That's the big thing, you know. It's not, because at the bottom of my hole that I was digging with that big hoe, I was probably 15 feet.
Okay, that means it'll go a little bit quicker. You won't have to go out quite as wide with the ditches.
Very true. Yeah, we got to get set up, and we'll try to get that opened up, dug out, and started putting the new pipe in the same day, and finish it the next. That way we don't mess up the traffic for too long.
The residents will appreciate that.
Sure they will. I know the phone people will be appreciating us getting done. We had a fiber, a power line, and two phone cables and a water main to go under.
That's a lot to go under. I mean, no wonder you had to go so deep.
But it was a headache, I can promise you that. Going pretty good, Patrick?
It's not been bad. Sales have been a little slow this week, but it's the first of the year, so not really too alarmed about it. If it continues on toward the end of next month, that's when you start to get alarmed about it.
You understand that.
Rain doesn't help either. For some reason, the rain affects my business. So I don't know what it is, but it does. I guess it's just the mood of people.
I was just thinking that. Most of your business is guys that work inside of a shop.
But they're afraid to walk out in the rain, a lot of them. So I don't know. It's just, it's funny to really sit and look at it and I don't know how to explain it. It's hilarious. I mean, we'll talk about it all the time. The tool guys will. We got a, you know, a text group going in our group up here in the upstate. And it's something that every time it's raining, it's, that's what it's about. No matter if it's just a little bit of mist or if it's a heavy rain, it's the same response.
So, man, they don't want to get that hair messed up. If we're out in it, unless it's just absolutely coming down, we stand in it all day.
I mean, I'm in and out all when it rains. You know, I might pause for a second to see if it's going to let up, but if it don't, here I come.
Yes, sir. It's part of the deal, I guess. Nice to get a little worse tomorrow than what it is today.
I think so. I think it's supposed to, I know at the house it's supposed to rain all the way through Sunday, and they're calling for thunderstorms up there. I think Sunday afternoon. Still hadn't changed, so. I mean, it's supposed to be 65 degrees up at the house Friday. And 70% chance of rain, so awful warm for this time of year.
That's what I was saying. And this is my 4-day weekend coming up, so I'll be on Friday and Monday. But that gum rain kind of messes you up trying to want to do something. But I do got the shop. I can get the nose of a vehicle in because I think I'll change the wife's oil this weekend in her car.
Weekend for just hanging out around the house and working inside. KO4HKX.
KO4MUF.
Bed a little early last night, and now this morning I can't quit yawning.
I hate when that happens. The weather like this doesn't help the situation either.
But I've always looked at the weather. There's nothing I can do about it, so I might as well learn to deal with it.
Absolutely correct. Same way. Rain on me going over here on 178, but it's also kind of foggy.
Clear on 153 right now. And, well, 153 and 123 come together. It's not misting or nothing over here right at the moment.
How about your windshield, though? But I guess that could be just the moisture in the air.
Drizzling and foggy all night.
Yes, sir. And I guess it's supposed to stay that way.
Shame.
I left my most favorite place in the world. I don't know if you heard, if you could tell, my tongue was planted firmly in my cheek. I haven't been in a Walmart in a while. And poor ZLK.
Fans of going into Walmart, especially that one.
Walmartians in it.
Years ago, I picked up from a lens the eyeglass place in the Walmart. It wasn't Lens Crafters, but every afternoon, I'd go in there about 6 o'clock and make that pickup. And during Christmas time, I had a helper. The same guy rode with me for a couple of years. He was a really good guy, but he was a little spoiled. He had a very easy life. Was married to a very wealthy woman. He'd never worked hard, really, in his life. And he would always say, I'm not going in there. I don't do Walmart, you know. And I'm like, okay. So one day I was like, come on, you got to come in here with me. just to experience it. And we were walking up to the door, and there was a lady standing at the door. And as we were walking in, she said, does anybody want this cigarette? I hate to waste a good one. I just needed a puff. And he looked at me and said, see?
Know what you're going to see in Walmart, and some of them are better entertainment than others.
Gibsonville, too. And anyway, but I haven't been in this one in a while, and I tell you what, they've rearranged a lot of stuff, and it looks more like a giant warehouse now than it's just really kind of, I don't know, it just looks different. Still Walmart, but just even looks worse.
sounding like they're going for that warehouse look, like Sam's Club, anymore in the Walmart. All of them seem that way.
I guess. Yeah, it just didn't feel like the old Walmart the way they used to.
Walmart's good for is going in there and getting a bag of corn. They got the best prices on their deer corn, bird seed.
Oil, motor oil, and nobody else is open. Got to change. Beth's going on a trip. Going up for a funeral, and I'm not going with her, and I wanted to change the oil in her car.
It's just, I just hate going in them anymore. Any store. I don't know. It's just not what they used to be.
There's not very many stores I enjoy going into anymore. Maybe I'm just turning into a grumpy old man.
Hello, gentlemen.
Pretty Shane, I think that's some of it. It's just dealing with people all day long. It just, when I'm done with my day, that's the last thing I want to do.
People much anymore. And I still don't like going in there.
We try to avoid everybody if we can, you know, going into stores and stuff. We just don't like to deal with people.
Something to do with 2020 when they told us not to be around people.
I can't disagree with them.
Got a damage to the population as a whole. Just people's interactions with each other. Nobody trusts each other anymore. Everybody's looking at each other out of the sides of their eyes like, you know, you're going to catch something from somebody, and it just, I don't know. Just not the same right now.
Government accomplished what they wanted to with that.
Yeah, I disagree with you, Jody, but it's, I don't know. Hopefully, things will eventually get back to somewhat what they used to be. I don't know that we'll ever make it back fully there.
But I'm like you. There's always hope.
Find the microphone and still have good friends.
That's what I was thinking. 2020, it was good for me because I got my ticket and away I went.
Gentlemen, both of y'all, man, good friends are good to have, even if they are behind a microphone. You never know when you need them, and you can go visit them and say hi.
But on that note, I'm going to have to bail out of here. I'm at my first stop, and I need to get in here and get my day going as bad as I hate to. But good to talk to both of you. Jody, have a good day at work. Shane, have a good night's sleep and get you some rest, and maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon while you're out and about. KO4HKX.
Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Enjoy your day. Hope everything goes well for you. KO4MUF. Shane, I'm going to get out of here too because I'm about 1 minute from pulling into the shop, so you be careful and you enjoy your nap, sir. We'll talk at you later. KO4MUF.
Jay, good to hear you this morning, and I hope I get more than a nap, but that's what it feels like. Talk to you later. Have a good one. N4ZLK Mobile. You're listening, N4ZLK.